Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
John Walters, voice of Iowa State Athletics, joins us on 365 Sports. Into the Sweet 16, the Cyclones and Houston remain among the Big 12 as they get to the next round. John, thank you very much for your time. How would you describe the identity of this Iowa State basketball team? And also, thanks again for your time.
No problem. If I end up having to cut it short, it's because they're wrapping up practice here in a few minutes. But I think the identity is that everything is done with a purpose. You know, there is absolutely nothing that is left to accident with this program. T.J. Altelberger preaches that how you do everything, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so he's just got a real purpose about him in the way that he approaches every day, what time they get up, what they eat, what they wear. All those things matter to him. And I think he feels like if your body language is good and you're all on the same page and you have that connectivity, then you have a chance to do something special together. And so far, I think that's exactly what we've seen from Iowa State.
The defense seems to get more intense as the season goes along. They're, I think, metrically the best defensive team in the country right now. John, is that a factor of the coaching staff or the way they've recruited? Because defense, it's kind of a choice to be that intense because some guys just don't have it in them.
No, I agree with you. And I think coaching these days is two-thirds coaching and one-third general manager and how you build your roster and what you look for in players. And not only within the high school ranks, but also within the transfer portal, I think TJ has identified the right kind of guys who will buy into what he demands defensively. And there's no compromise on it. If you're not going to do it, you're not going to play. And so it's worked out really well. They found the right fits. You know, I mean, Rob Jones was a guy that nobody in America was worried about trying to get when he came out of Denver. He didn't have gaudy stats or anything like that. But TJ saw him as a guy who could, you know, set screens, play hard defense, really give up for himself for the team, and just do the little things really hard. Well, he's turned out even better than that. He's a starter for this team. And, you know, but those are the kind of guys that he identifies. And I think that's a big part of it, is that starting point of recruiting the right kind of fits. But then, you know, the togetherness is another huge part of it, the connectivity. And I think that's what's special with this team defensively, is that when one guy is out of position, there's always another guy there to pick him up. And that takes a great deal of connectivity, and it has to happen over the course of time. Iowa State's probably a much better defensive team right now than they were in November. But yeah, I think that's – it all kind of intertwines and comes together. But you're right. It is a choice. It has to be a commitment on the part of the players to completely buy into that end of the floor. And I think what it does is it gives these guys a peace of mind that, hey, if the offense isn't clicking, we'll be all right, because we can rely on our defense. And the other day, you know, against Washington State, they started 1-for-13 from the floor, but there was no panic. They never got the lead out of single digits because they hung in there with their defense, and they were able to eventually hit some shots and win that game.
So there's a lot of intriguing matchups starting tomorrow, including the one with Illinois. They're loaded. Obviously, Brad Underwood, he's had success everywhere he's been. Your thoughts about the matchup itself, other than just the regular fundamentals of what you have to do pretty well?
Well, it's an intriguing matchup, because how often do you get in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament the number one KenPom offensive efficiency team in Illinois against the number one KenPom defensive efficiency team in Iowa State? I mean, that is a fascinating matchup. And Illinois loves to get out and run. Iowa State prides itself on its transition defense. Terrence Shannon is an absolute beast when it gets out in the open floor, can really get it to the other end in a hurry and create for himself or his teammates. So Iowa State's got to start off with great transition defense. But, you know, one thing that slows down a team's transition is great offensive rebounding. Now, Iowa State is not what you call a necessarily a great offensive rebounding team, but on a given night, they can be pretty successful on the offensive glass. And so I think they view that as a way to slow down the transition game of Illinois, is just not let them have the ball to begin with and keep it out of their hands as much as possible. But it's going to be a great matchup. I think that Brett Underwood does a terrific job. Obviously, he was in the Big 12. Iowa State did have some success against him when he was at Oklahoma State. But it's a completely different roster and a completely different makeup for both programs right now. So it'll be fun. I think Shannon and Damask are a really unique backcourt. Neither one of them is a natural point guard. They really don't play a natural point guard. And Damask is almost the de facto point guard. He's the one who gets them into their offense, but he's 6'6 and a shooting guard. And so I think Iowa State's ball pressure, if it can create some turnovers, which Illinois has done a pretty good job avoiding turnovers even without a true point guard, but if Iowa State can get some turnovers and get out and run and get some transition baskets of their own, then I think they have a real good chance to win this game.
John, you're talking about that defense, and Taman Lipsey, a big part of that, and just all the awards that have started to sort of come his way, or the attention as we go through the postseason, and just seems to be a guy who's just got that it factor about him. Can you speak to just the role that he has, the importance of his role, and the growth that you've seen over his time in Ames so far?
Well, I think you just identified it. You said it perfectly. It's the it factor. It's not, you know, the stats are impressive, and if you watch Taman play at one game, you'll think he's a pretty good player, you know, but if you watch him play 30 games, you'll have a real appreciation for him, because more than the stats, which are good, it's just the way he leads this basketball team, all the intangible stuff that he does, the fact that he always seems to be in the right place at the right time, whether it's getting a key offensive rebound or a steal or a deflection that leads to a run out for one of his teammates. He just always seems to be making the right basketball play. And to do that as a sophomore, a young guy who got pressed into duty when Tyrese Hunter transferred to Texas, and then they brought in another point guard, Jeremiah Williams, who they anticipated being the starter out of the portal, and he got hurt, tore his Achilles last year, and so Taman was a starter from day one that he stepped foot on campus, and a lot got thrown at him, and you know, he's responded really well to it. And a kid from right there in Ames who grew up idolizing Monte Morris and then watching Iowa State basketball every day, and that's what he wanted to be a part of from the time he was a really little kid. So it's pretty special, the story, and Taman's just a really soft-spoken, great guy, and I think everybody on this team really respects him.
John, on the Iowa State Cyclones, with us on 365 Sports.
John, how many Iowa State fans do you expect to be at the Garden in Boston?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, because it's going to be a tough ticket. You know, with UConn anticipating that they were going to be the number one seed in the East for a long time, I'm sure their fans gobbled up the vast majority of the tickets, right? So they're not far from here. In fact, I saw outside the arena their team bus, not some bus that they, you know, rented down here. Their team bus is here. And, you know, and so they're going to have a great home court advantage. And unfortunately for Iowa State, if they end up facing them, the last, you know, they made a Sweet 16 in Madison Square Garden one year and got knocked off by UConn there. And that was a decided home court advantage. But look, Iowa State fans will find any way they can to get into this arena. They'll be here in whatever numbers they can be, and they'll be as loud as they possibly can be. And I imagine they'll have at least as many fans, if not more, than Illinois tomorrow, and then we'll just see about if they get to UConn. But in a perfect world, maybe San Diego State beats UConn, and then all the UConn fans sell their tickets to Iowa State fans. Then they can really fill this place.
There you go. One more thing for me, John, is that Iowa State football, Matt Campbell, they were able to have a year last year to get to a bowl game. The women's basketball team had a nice run. We're seeing what the men are doing. Jamie Pollard's one of our favorite guests with what he does, the AD. Your thoughts about where everything is right now? It seems to be in a pretty good place.
It really is. I can't remember a time when it's been better, top to bottom. I mean, track and field teams are both in the top 25 nationally. Wrestling just finished fourth at the NCAA tournament, finished ahead of Iowa, which it's been a few years since that's happened. You go up and down the list, and there's a lot of great things going on. And Jamie, who you mentioned, is right at the heart of all of it. He's hired great coaches. He's allowed them to do their thing. And he has some really good fits for this university. So finding the right people, finding the people that are about the right things to have success at a place like this, that's exactly what he's done. And I give him a ton of credit for the success that Iowa State Athletics is having right now.
I did see a note about Boston that it's not a great college town, so maybe there'll be some tickets available for those who want to go watch college basketball, although you said UConn fans are right around the corner. Thanks for your time, John. Appreciate it. Great job as always, and look forward to talking to you, hopefully, perhaps even next week.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
John
it.
John Walters, voice of Iowa State Athletics, Iowa State.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.